I'm Kelly Burley, and it's the spring break edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, the students have departed for a little R&R before the final academic push.
They really have, and I think they're this weather we've been having has really made them anxious to get out and enjoy more of it. But we didn't have a very tough winter, fortunately, and I didn't get into that situation where they wanted me to close school a lot, and I wouldn't do it. My Twitter account would just light up with all kinds of criticisms, but no, this will be a nice break for everybody, and we're looking forward to having them back. It's hard to believe that we're halfway through the second semester. It's almost summer.
The students may be away at play right now, but that's certainly not stopping the flow of news coming from OSU, particularly around the launch of a new center I know you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's the OSU Center for Sovereign Nations Engagements and Partnerships. That's a long name, but it's a very important initiative. You know, as a land-grant university, we're to serve our state. We're to train great talent, do great research, and share with our state, of course, the nation and the world. And the sovereign nations in Oklahoma are a very important part of our state. And we've just decided we needed to do a better job of serving that that population, and the new director of this center, Elizabeth Payne, did an exhaustive research and inventory of the needs of the sovereign nations, and this came out of that effort, and so we think we're going to really encourage relationship building among the sovereign nations, their students and their faculty. Increase engagement and educational opportunities for tribal members. And we hope the center will not only strengthen relationships between OSU and the sovereign tribal nations, but also increase American Indian graduates from OSU. Our first partner, our founding partner, is the Chickasaw Nation. And, of course, they're always one to step up on progressive ideas. And we really appreciate Governor Anna Tubby and the Chickasaw Nation entering into this partnership, and we expect other tribal nations will join as well.
Another initiative taking center stage at OSU is encouraging all of us to up our fruit and veggie intake, which begs a question, Burns, what's your favorite fruit or veggie?
Well, I have a banana every single day, I can tell you that. Of course, this is near and dear to the heart of the first cowgirl, and who is the inspiration for our wellness programs and now our moniker of America's Healthiest Campus. But we're launching a six-week nutrition program to encourage participants to eat at least 5 servings of produce every day. We all know that increasing fruits and vegetables can decrease the risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, number of other maladies. And OSU is holding a competition, but I encourage all Oklahomans to join in and eat more fruits and vegetables.
And finally, Burns, there's one particular fruit, the grape, that will be the focus of a major campus event next month.
That's right. It's our biannual Wine Forum of Oklahoma. This year's forum is set for April 10th and 11th. It is really a wonderful event that teaches about food and wine. It teaches unique pairings of those two substances. It is a great learning experience of our hotel and restaurant students and support student scholarships. Our honorary chairs this year are Bill and LaRue Stoller, who have the Stoller family estate in Willamette Valley, Oregon. And I can tell you, they make some very nice wine. And this year's celebrity chef is Kurt Flyfresher of Vast, which is the restaurant on top of the Devon Tower in Oklahoma City and the Coach House there in Oklahoma City. For those who want to learn more, go to www.wineforumofoklahoma.com.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.